This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
October the 29th. So we have, let's see, one, two, three more days we want to count today. And that as we work toward the end of October 2019 on the DJV program. What's trending is where we are. That's where our head's at, and that's where our mind is at. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I think a lot of people are very curious, I don't know if that's the right word, Jennifer, or not. Curious is one thing, outraged is another. In the modern era, I don't think there's been anything that made less sense in terms of how to run things than what's been happening to all of these Californians who don't have to deal with two things, no power and fires. It just seems that we ought to be smarter than that. Something is really wrong, especially in a state as populous and as prosperous as California. So as a Californian, maybe you can explain how you feel or what the latest is in terms of the fires and then PG&E and this whole situation, which seems not to, it's almost surreal, don't you think?
It is. I mean, this is not a new phenomenon for California. We have winds this time of year. We have Santa Ana winds in Southern California, and they're called Diablo winds in Northern California. We have dry conditions. This is not new. But the wildfire situation is getting worse, and it seems that that's because we've been giving passes to the electric companies like PG&E not to toughen up their infrastructure, not to modernize it. And so they've just been floating along, gliding along, having materials now that are starting to spark, and they're falling down, and they're causing fires, and that's a big problem. And we also have a lot of environmental regulations which prevent brush clearance from very populated areas because of the environmental concerns. And those two things together have really made it impossible to breathe in the state right now because we've got, according to Gavin Newsom, our governor, 300 wildfires this week alone in California. Think about that number, 300 wildfires, and it's Tuesday. And that's because of the windy conditions. Apparently, 170 wildfires usually break out during the week that the public doesn't even hear about. But Gavin Newsom says this week it's basically doubled, and these fires are bigger in size, and they're lasting longer. And because of the winds, they're very erratic. So just a couple of updates on probably the two getting the most notoriety. Yesterday morning in Southern California, the Getty Fire broke out. That burned 618 acres. It destroyed 8 homes. And this broke out in the Sepulveda Pass. This area, as you're going from the San Fernando Valley to the west side, back and forth, is the Sepulveda Pass. And it's
pretty close in.
Yeah, it broke out by the Getty Center, which is why they're calling it the Getty Fire. The Getty Center is okay, but it burned from that side of the freeway, the Getty Center, through all the way through the San Fernando Valley towards Topanga Canyon down to PCH. So this was a very large fire, and it erupted very quickly. It started about 1 in the morning, and by 5 a.m. it had really exploded. It was a brush fire that just doubled and tripled in size. Now, it's only 5% contained at this point, but the winds have died down, so that's the good news. They were able to save a lot more houses towards the end of the day. At the beginning of the day, that's when this thing really was causing trouble for firefighters, and that's when those homes were destroyed, 8 of them, along the stretch of the 405 freeway in the Brentwood area. 10,000 people are still under evacuation.
Mm-hmm. Remember last year, the pictures in the dark of the fire right at that same area going up the hill,
but that went out
jumping
really
across the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it jumped across the highway. It was so dramatic looking at these pictures. This is sort of closest. This is the closest the fires have come to where I am. And it brings home how serious it is because there are houses on both sides of the road on those hills. And I'm amazed that they haven't, more of them haven't burned. like they did last year. Last year it was horrendous. So what's the count?
You got this any is counts? Even worse. This is actually bigger. About how many homes? 8 of them so far have been destroyed. Mm-hmm. And that was really early on. That was on this one particular street where the fire really broke out. And that's when firefighters started pushing it. They started building in breaks. They've been doing a great job trying to save homes, and especially from pushing towards Malibu, which was so affected by fire last year. So that's Southern California. The bigger story is in Northern California, in Sonoma, California. This is so sad for wine country. Again, the Kincaid Fire has been burning for days now. It's 74,324 acres. And as of last night, it's only 15% contained. According to officials, at least 123 structures have been destroyed. Cal Fire says 57 of those are homes. And This is the same area of California where the Tubbs Fire burned just a couple of years ago. So you have a lot of people who lost everything during the Tubbs Fire that have lost everything again. And so they finally get back in their homes, and then the fire rips through. There are massive amounts of firefighters from Cal Fire from all over the world. I'm sorry?
A recall. It's time for a recall.
There is an effort underway to recall him, but I don't know that it goes anywhere. Again, this is California's perpetual problem, you know.
So this guy, Newsom, the governor of California.
This has been going on for
years.
Yeah,
but it's leadership. Yeah, I know. But they're all, and this is the worst that it's been, Victoria.
It's getting worse.
And yesterday, Newsom calls Warren Buffett and says, will you please buy PG&E? Like, right. That's going to fix, well, I guess it would fix the problem to a point. But why would Warren Buffett, what was his response? Was there,
I was there. Are you kidding me? This guy, yeah. I mean, with PG&E and with Southern California Edison, these two power companies, their answer now is to shut the power down. Yet these fires are still burning. So now you've got people trying to evacuate in the dark. Imagine, especially like this one in Southern California, some of these people were without power. They get a mandatory evacuation notice at 1 o'clock in the morning where there is no light. They have to figure out how to get themselves out of their house in the dark. It's ridiculous. These power outages are killing people, and they think it's somehow saving them, and it's so stupid.
Who thinks like this, actually? Mm-hmm. I mean, what sane individual?
We can't fix it. We'll just turn the lights out. Yeah.
Well, but the way that they keep passing it off, and it just, I mean, as a part-time California resident, it really does bother me that you're paying into operational circumstances like this as a taxpayer. And as you said, they just, you know, people will find some reason to support this guy. This is politics as usual at its worst. And yes, Victoria is right. It isn't just Newsom. It's the leadership before. It is one of the boldest, worst examples, or best, depending on how you look at it, of the lack of leadership that we have, not only in our country, but around the world.
Jerry Brown, our last governor, is the one who made the deal with PG&E that said, look, we'll cap your payouts. So basically they took the risk of just having big natural disasters one after the other rather than upgrade their infrastructure framework, their energy grid, basically.
I am wild about it, actually, yeah. And this, it just doesn't add up.
My friend, our employee at CRN, and his sister lost his house during the Tubbs Fire. She was rebuilding. The house burned down again. This kind of stuff is, people are losing everything.
How do people even afford insurance at this point?
Right. How do you get insurance?
Right. Yeah. It's like if you live in a flood zone on the ocean, it's the same thing, but it's crazy.
Yeah. And this is one beyond of those words, issues, actually. It's beyond words.
It should not be Democrat or Republican. These are one of the issues that should just be common sense, and it's just missing.
All right, speaking of Democrat and Republican, there still is conversation about the president's trip to Chicago and what he said about it being worse. What country did he compare it to?
Something Afghanistan. And by the way, that's true. More people die in Chicago than do in Afghanistan.
Yeah. You're talking about natives or anybody or the whole...
I'm talking about in general. It is more violent in Chicago than it is in Afghanistan, which is unbelievable but true.
I don't want to sit here and poke at all of our shortcomings, but there's another one, the fire. And we just have become too big, or what is it that keeps us from finding? What leader? What does it take to straighten out Chicago? What does it take to straighten out California? What does it take to straighten out America? Do we not have it anymore? We just don't have it? It just seems that there's so many of these sorts of things. None of us want to sit here all morning and talk about the problems, and because there seems to be the same order of things, the same order of problems, and the same lack of our ability to fix them. This Chicago stuff's been going on now for a decade or more, and they don't seem to be able to figure it out in Chicago. We don't seem to be able to figure it out in California. Or this is what's so, and then we spend all of our time trying to impeach the president, whether you like him or not, whether he's doing the job or not. You can't, he's not going to get out of office between now and the election. So why wouldn't you just, if you had any common sense, any leadership ability, get the best possible person you could, who you know would get the votes to overcome him, because he really only has a 35% approval rating. Can't you get somebody that's a Democrat that might come up to 40% approval rating? So you beat the guy instead of wasting all of his God-blessed time doing this stuff and wasting, I don't even want to talk about it because it's such a damn waste of time. It is, isn't it? Doesn't it offend you, all of you, everybody, that we're working on this or spending time on it when there's nothing to be gained, absolute, other than political chops, perhaps? Nothing.
You know my answer.
There's no scenario where this gets him out of office. The only scenario that gets
not
him out
with
of
the
office.
Senate. No, not. Yeah, you're right. There
no.
is no scenario.
No where, scenario.
Yeah, he'll be impeached by the House and not by the Senate, and not removed
and
by
in the meantime,
and he'll win
we
re-election
have all these
again.
Problems.
And
these leadership problems in the country, where you'd like to think that there was somebody who could come up with some way of fixing all of these damnable problems. It just is uncanny. Where it is and how
the misunderstanding about what America really wants is pretty amazing in politics, I think, and it happens on
America
both sides of the aisle. Yeah,
I don't
well,
think
maybe.
Maybe, but it's the certain thing is that it wants to have Chicago fixed. It wants to have California fixed. Those things, I think, are. But then the definition of fixing them is what you run up against. Wasn't the police chief refused to go to? Was it who refused to go to? Trump being in Chicago, some the mayor.
The police chief. He and the police chief have a thing. Yeah. But the police chief has bigger problems than not attending an event with the president. The police chief has a huge problem on his hands, and we ignore it every single weekend. And people talk about racism. We should be worried that so many African American men are dying in Chicago every
and being
weekend.
Shot by other African American men.
Absolutely.
96% of the crime in Chicago is black on black.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Where's their leadership, I guess, is another question. All right. I have leadership right now in the weight loss department. A reminder, if that's maybe this is new to you. If you're new to the program, haven't heard me talking before about the right way to lose weight, you can say, well, who the heck are you to tell me what the right way to lose it? My body's different. Maybe I just have different preferences. Well, let me put it this way. It's the healthiest, that I am sure of, and I can guarantee it's the healthiest way to lose weight. Because there isn't any drug, there is no stimulant, there is nothing but an all-natural ingredient, or two or three, actually four, in Calitrin that works, and it's proven time after time, research and experience. If you go to Calitrin.com and look at their website, see all the testimonials as to how this works, and where it works, and on whom it works, and you think to yourself, okay, this makes a lot of sense. And it does make a lot of sense. It just is the natural ways we enter the eating season to rev up your metabolism. It's pretty easy to do that. Lose a lot of weight and keep it off. If you go to Calitrin.com, use the DJV code, you get to take advantage of the huge Halloween special. You buy three, you get three. Don't miss out. The biggest deal of the year right now, Halloween special at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight. As we get into the eating season, the natural way, Calitrin.com, code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running birds.
23 after the hour now in the DJB program. Music. The music doctors are here. It's Dr. Luke and Dr. Luke. Wait a minute, there are two stories about two different singers whose first name is Luke. What a coincidence that is, Victoria.
I don't think either of them should be compared to Dr. Luke, though. He's a rapist. So Luke Bryan's a good guy, and I don't know Luke Combs, but I'm assuming he's also a good guy.
Right. Yeah, let's
good
just
guys.
Give him the benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
And first, Luke Bryan we start with here, with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara keeping me mindful of who's doing what. Luke Bryan was asked to sing the national anthem a couple of years ago at the Super Bowl, and during an appearance on The Tonight Show, he admitted he still is traumatized by that event. He said, quote, "I signed on to do the anthem at the Super Bowl. It was when Georgia Falcons were up against the New England Patriots. When I got the call, do you really want to put yourself through this mental torture? Either get the anthem right or you don't." That's what you think, first of all. Yeah. How many bad renditions of the national anthem have there been?
He's not wrong. If you do a bad version of the anthem, people never forget it.
Kill you.
People
yep.
watch
and
it for
lives
a year
on YouTube. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, right. Yep, yep.
I love Luke Bryan. He's one of my boyfriends. He's in the stable.
He does the theme work, music work, on our American Family Farmer show. If you want to listen to what's going on with food, family, farm, and a lot of fun, good conversations, you can check out the American Family Farmer show.com every week. Meanwhile, Brian said he was rehearsing leading up to the big game. He had friends in Vegas where he was working, inviting him out for drinks and others betting on his performance. Yeah, you can bet that, as we have learned. We got a new connection to Bet Online. .AG, Kara, right? Mm-hmm. Bet online at that, yeah. And you can bet anything. Bet on anything. Anyway, so Brian says, "I'm performing up to 125 million people. I can't go do Jaeger bombs." What is Jaeger
bombs? Let me try to spell it for you so you wouldn't say it wrong. Jaeger bomb.
What is a Jaeger bomb?
It's Jägermeister.
What, that a beer?
It's liquor.
Alcohol.
You shoot it. It's alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
It's booze.
All right. He said, "I performed it without pre-taping it, about 2 minutes and 11 seconds. I'll never do that to myself again." You're so nervous, your face locks up. Feels like you have rigor mortis setting in. He isn't ready to sing the national anthem again anytime soon, he said. But he's excited to be filming another season of American Idol. He calls that organized chaos. I look back on why in the world they'd have chosen this trio of judges. Three seasons in, it's fun, it's dynamic. We all have our own, we have our lane. It's so amazing watching these kids come out of the woodwork, he said. It's shaping up really good. That's really terrible English, but that's good. Shaping up really well would probably be the only British, but he's got a good presence. I kind of like his positive energy. Luke Combs has tied Shania Twain for the longest top country album reign. The debut of his LP, This One's For You, is on the top of the country album chart for the 50th week. Wow. The album matches the reign of Shania Twain. Come On Over began its 50 fame domination back in 1997. This One's For You previously made chart history for Combs as it has five singles that also were on the top of the country airplay chart, making him the first artist to send his first five singles to number one. It's quite a record, isn't it? His debut hit, Hurricane, led for a couple of weeks beginning in May of 2017, followed by When It Rains, It Pours, and then One Number Away, and then She Got the Best of Me, and then Beautiful Crazy. Combs extended his record with his sixth single, Beer Never Broke My Heart. It's the second full-length album called What You See Is What You Get comes out the 8th of next month. Shania Twain's Come On Over is the best-selling country album since Nielsen Music began tracking back in 1991. It ranked second overall, trailing only Metallica's self-titled 1991 album. Come On Over yielded 11 hot country singles, including 8 number top tens and 3 number one. So
I'm amazed that all of his songs are from one album, because I feel like we've had stories about him for the last couple years, and I just assumed that they were from multiple albums. So that's good for him.
28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials say ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been given a sea burial with Islamic religious rites. The officials who spoke under condition of anonymity did not give a specific location. Baghdadi was killed on Saturday in Syria during a U.S.-led operation. President Trump addressing a convention of police chiefs in Chicago yesterday. The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson responding to criticism by the president, who said it was insulting that Johnson did not attend his speech, adding that Chicago's violence is embarrassing to us as a nation. Johnson said later,
"This president is known for doing a lot of talking about the city of Chicago, but if he's truly ready to roll up his sleeves to partner with us, so are we.
A Denton, Texas cop is in critical condition after being shot early this morning, a suspected shooter in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Carol Arena, who enjoys the program, listens to you as she drives home from work. It's a great variety of interesting topics. Keep up the good work. You are the best so far in the time slot. I've been listening for quite a long time. Isn't that sweet? All right. Well, thank
very
you
nice.
Very much.
Thank you.
Very nice. That's the thanks from all of us here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. Schilling. No, let's not do that. I was thinking of, I had around money and
Brexit.
For some reason, I was thinking about shilling here, shilling there. Actually, according to a recent report, Victoria, in terms of secret admirers, piercing insights, emotional resilience, compassionate integrity, and for pretty much all the things that make us on the top of the heap, we are very rich indeed. We have great lives, we have great friends. We all like each other. It's nice. It's some kind of a nice, would you say, let's see, homogeneous or heterogeneous? Homogeneous means we're all kind of the same in terms of liking each other. Heterogeneous, we're, you know, not the same sex, we like each other. I don't know. Whatever it is. Maybe homogeneous. How's that? You like that word better?
I like homogeneous better.
Homogeneous
like homogeneous.
Is good. Blending together. All right. So the Texas shooting on people's minds today. the fact that the suspect apparently has, what, two people died and 12 others
yes.
were injured? Mm-hmm. Is that the number? Okay, so what's the update there?
So the update is they finally found the shooter. This was like a two full day manhunt, and they found this guy. His name's Brandon Ray Gonzalez. He's 23 years old. He works at a car dealership, and that's where police actually tracked him down. The police actually had a hard time doing this because there were hundreds of people at this party, and very few people even had stories that corroborated. Witnesses had different descriptions of who they thought the shooter was. It was at one point I read something where the police were they didn't know if some of the witnesses were actually trying to cover up what had happened and that they maybe were trying to help the shooter. I don't think that ended up being the case. I think it was just it was so chaotic. People just had different accounts of what they saw or what they thought they saw, what they heard. And so you're right, two people were killed and 12 others were injured. Now, this was near the Texas A&M campus in Greenville. It's about 50 miles northeast of Dallas, and this was midnight on Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and the police believe that one person was the target, and then after the one person was killed, this guy just went and started shooting randomly. And so everybody there were mostly from, like I said, hundreds of people, mostly in their late teens, early 20s. It was a Halloween costume party, which also made it more difficult to describe and to help to describe the shooter and to help police because everyone's in a costume. So it was really just kind of a perfect storm. And they said that they believe that 750 people in the venue started to flee. So you can imagine it's a miracle more people weren't killed in a stampede. And so the police were actually called because neighbors were complaining about all the cars and parking complaints. And so that's actually when the shooting happened. Deputies were at the venue to address the overcrowding. They weren't there because of the shooting. And then they heard gunshots coming from the back of the building, and they couldn't even immediately determine where the shots were coming from, if they were inside or outside the venue. And so chaos ensued from that point on. The guy escaped, and he was back at work on Monday, and that's when the police tracked him down. I'm not exactly sure how they identified him, but they eventually tracked him down, and that's where they got him. And he had no criminal record at all. He was not known to police at all. Apparently, the people he worked with were pretty surprised by this as well. So I'm sure as the story unfolds, we'll find out more about the motive.
Craziness.
Yep.
Crazy, 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 crazy. Today is National Cat Day. Lifestyle writer Colleen Page taking credit for establishing National Cat Day back in the year 2005. Her mission, quote, to help galvanize the public to recognize the number of cats that need to be rescued each year, and also to encourage cat lovers to celebrate the cats in their lives, Jennifer, for the unconditional love and companionship that they bestow, only if they like you, I guess. Right?
Well, all cats like you with the intention of wanting to eat you when you die in your sleep. So
isn't that everything, though? People only treat you nice if they like you.
Right.
Dogs only treat you nice if they like you.
That's
not
true.
Just a cat.
Well, you see, Kara, it goes both ways. The cat and the dog and whatever I find in my life, cows as well, they're going to treat you exactly as they are treated.
Treat them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you treat cats badly, then they're not going to be nice to you.
That's
so you
right.
can be nicer to cats, Doug.
My poor cat, happy National Cat Day to Buddy. She's furry,
right.
And because it's been so dry, she looks like her hair is sticking up everywhere. Because
really?
It's so dry in California.
We have a new cat on the farm in the barn taking care of lots of... At one point in time, I was milking cows at the barn. There were 54 cats. And
wow.
just got out of control. So
That's
we
amazing.
Caught them all, gave them away, and we started over again. And then without cows there for a year or so, we just did nothing really. There wasn't any feed around. There was nothing for them to live on. And now we're back for the third year in a row, really re-energizing the farm. There are a couple of little guys that have been around. And so this cat came. I don't even know. I think a cat just showed up one day. You know, who knows where it came from. But the cat's been feeding... Eating there, and every once in a while
it
shows up.
Have you been feeding the cat, or does it eat like?
Yeah, no, the kids. Well, both the kids take care of the cat, but there's all kinds of mice around, and every once in a while you see a squirrel or something like that at the back door. But anyway, per National Geographic, DNA analysis suggests that cats lived for thousands of years alongside humans before they were domesticated. During that time, mostly in the Middle East, their genes have changed not very much from those of wild cats, apart from picking up one recent tweak, the distinctive stripes and dots of the tabby cats. What are they? The brown and white cat. What are those? Orange, are those tabbies?
Yeah. Oh, that's well, all tabbies are just, I think, because my friend has two gray tabbies, and so they have like they're like a pretty light gray with darker gray stripes.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay.
So I think any kind of tabby can have stripes.
Got it. All right, sports-wise, the last game of the World Series is tonight, do we think? Yes, no, maybe?
Could be. I don't know. Does anyone care? I know. Washington has a way of coming back, so maybe they'll have one more game, but it's 3-2 in the series. They've tanked lately, the Nationals.
Yes. They started well, didn't. The middle is not much of a sandwich, and so now tonight could be the end of the line.
I've decided any team I root for tanks, so I'm now going to become a Giants fan.
Oh, okay, good. In football, Tom Brady once again has made it clear that there's fuzziness in his future. There was something last night as I was going to sleep. I was watching the news, and there was a big thing about the Patriot locker room after the game the other day. And I don't. Is this a game for him? I guess is the question. I'm not following it from the point of a rabid Patriots fan, but it doesn't seem to...
Yeah, I mean, he said in the locker room yesterday, apparently, that he has no idea where those rumors are coming from, that he's over, that he's going to be done. So, obviously, he doesn't really have that many plans.
Is somebody just trying to stir the pot just for the hell of it?
I think it's just something people talk about because he's been playing for so long. He's 42. He's been playing a while. Even though 42 is not old, most people in the NFL... are a lot younger than that, so I don't know. I think it's just a topic of conversation that people talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm. In basketball, Ray Allen, who's a Hall of Famer, was at the Wizards practice giving some pep talks to the players. The Wizards are good, bad. What do we know about the? Is it the Washington Wizards?
Like a lot of other D.C. teams. The WNBA team just won the whole thing, though. So maybe we should cheer for the women's
team. Thumbs up for the Wizards. John Wall is sidelined because of an injury. He plays for the Wizards. And apparently he, for whatever the reason, was in negotiations to either re-up his five-year deal with $25 million he got paid to push a certain brand of sneaker, and Adidas is the brand. I don't know that much about sneakers, so I don't... Adidas, is that a big brand? Nike, I know the Nike brand.
Nike and Adidas are the two biggest.
Yeah, so this guy's getting paid all kinds of dough, but he apparently isn't doing anything to promote... And isn't doing that well on the floor either. He's 29 years old. He actually started plugging Reeboks. And then how do you jump? I find that difficult to do in terms of my own program, advertising a certain product, and then one day somebody comes along and offers you more money and say, okay, yeah, that'll be what we talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow, that'll be the best.
You know what's really amazing? Reebok. These Adidas are okay, but the Reeboks
are exactly. Anyway, so he's not healthy, he's not on the court, and it sounds like he's going to be repping a new pair of sneakers when he goes back.
It's going to be in easy spirits soon enough, it sounds like.
Yeah. All right,
Don't laugh, I've been thinking about them.
What are those? Tell me what those are.
They're just like lame shoes.
No, they are.
For like geriatric people.
Yeah, do you get them at Lame Bryant?
No, you get them at... That's a...
Lame Bryant.
I think he said Lame Bryant.
Oh.
So we're continuing on with the bad jokes this week. Oh, Lord.
Well, Jennifer wasn't around much. She didn't get to have... Speaking of jokes, and it's time for television anyway, Dave Chappelle was honored with a Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, and I thought it was interesting that... Bradley Cooper was there with his two-year-old daughter. Now, Dave Chappelle is not exactly gentle, mild, or calm when it comes to the kind of humor that he expresses. Anybody take away that from this? Were there a lot of other children that were there? I don't think
he was doing a stand-up set, so it was probably
appropriate. So he didn't really
but he would have done a set at the end to thank everybody for coming. Yeah, that's how it works. That's
this is going to air on PBS. So
right.
he can conduct himself without swearing.
Right.
So I'm sure he was
fine. Yeah. Tiffany Haddish was there, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Lauren Michaels, Trevor Noah. Ugh, what a waste of time he is. John Stewart paid lots of time and attention to Dave Chappelle. I think he's a funny guy, frankly. And my son
is always
amazed. He's just funny. The award is considered the highest accolade in comedy, recognizes individuals who have had an impact on American society in the vein of novelist and essayist Samuel Clemens. He also, his real name is was Samuel Clemens. He was known as Mark Twain. Previous recipients, Richard Pryor, Jonathan Winters, Carl Reiner, Whoopi Goldberg, Lily Tomlin, Lauren Michaels, Steve Martin, George Carlin, Tina Fey, Will Ferrell, Ellen DeGeneres, Carol Burnett, Bill Murray, David Letterman, Jay Leno, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That's a list, isn't it? Huh? So congratulations to him. And so now we move into the television zone for tonight. Jen, what do we have? It's Tuesday night. What's big?
A lot of Halloween specials on ABC tonight. You'll get The Conners, Bless This Mess, Mixed-ish, and Black-ish. They'll all be celebrating Halloween. Emergence is also new tonight at 10 o'clock. CBS is in reruns this week. The CW, however, has a new episode of Flash and Arrow. That's at 8 and 9 o'clock. Fox has a new episode of The Resident and Empire. And NBC has The Voice, This Is Us, and New Amsterdam. And
why would CBS be on reruns?
I don't know. They're on reruns all week this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's kind of weird. There's a new show on CBS Before Bull called All Rise. I came home and I just saw most of it last night. It's a good show. If you haven't seen it, you want to check out something new. It doesn't have a shoot 'em up. It's just good stories with the good actors and actresses. I found it by looking, sort of getting on Before Bull started. And it just is a good, it's a wholesome kind of a show. Good stories. So you might want to check that out. That at least has my recommendation. Here's something else that has my recommendation. My Pillow and the comfort that you get when you sleep. Jennifer, do you want to describe how you fix your My Pillow so that when you go to sleep?
Yeah, I have a terrible neck and shoulders, and they hurt all the time because I'm tense. And so I take My Pillow and I kind of fold it up into the crevice of my neck, and it really supports it when I sleep. And I actually really missed it when I was gone to Hawaii because the pillows are great at hotels, but they're just not as good as My Pillow.
That is it. I'm not going to ask Victoria how well she's sleeping on her My Pillow because she's having a tough time.
Victoria gave up sleep for Lent, apparently.
Yeah,
when does Lent end?
Mm-hmm. It's the My Pillow special. There's always a special. There's always a deal. Right now, the BOGO offer extends for another week or so. MyPillow.com. You get one My Pillow at the regular price. The second one comes free, no matter what size, no matter what the they get all kinds of choices. So check out My Pillow products. They all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, which is very cool. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use the DJV code, and get 50, 60, 65% off. Promo code DJV, great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tech Talk time. It's 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keenan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, but I'm not the focus. Victoria is with the news that she has. We begin with a question. Would you lend your face to a robot maker if they paid you $130,000? Victoria, the answer is...
I don't know. Here's the deal, and then you can decide for yourself. And this is open to the public, by the way. So there's an engineering company called Geomic. And they are making a real human model of, they're taking a human model and making it into a robot, a humanoid robot, they call it, and it's going to help with elderly people. And the company is willing to pay $130,000 for the right, quote, kind and friendly face. Now, the company offers design and manufacturing workflow tools to the engineering marketplace, and so this newest project is they're going to actually create a state-of-the-art humanoid robot who will basically live as a companion to elderly people. So this is, think about, like, you know, this is the future. When you think of, you know, having robots everywhere and waiting on you hand and foot, that's exactly what they're designing. And this is, they've been contracted for hire by an unnamed robotics company that is probably going, after all this, I'm sure the robotics company is going to be getting a lot of notoriety. But the purpose of the robot isn't just to look nice, and that's not why they're looking for a human face. They actually want the robot to serve as a virtual friend to elderly people that it will serve. So it's going to be fully automated. It's going to have artificial intelligence, the ability to offer multiple layers of assistance. And the reason they want the friendly face is because if you're an elderly person and you're living with this humanoid robot, they don't want it to look scary. They want it to look very friendly. Some of the mock-ups that they have, it almost looks like a human face on a robotic body. And so they essentially, they're looking for the right type of face. And however, your face, if you do decide to do this and they pay you the $130,000, your face will be the actual map for all of these robots. And as we go forward into the future of AI and the future of robotics, your face could be seen everywhere forever on a robot.
Worth $130,000? I think you'd have to get.
I think you'd have to get more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But they say the project's already in. It's been in development for 5 years. They have venture capital backing, and they are set to begin production early next year. So the Geomic, it's G-E-O-M-I-Q. That's the company. If you want to go and apply online, you can, and they'll take some pictures of your face, and they'll see if you qualify. But hey, 130 grand, why not?
Right. Times however many years you got left on the planet. Comply Foam as a new solution to make your AirPods fit better. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
There remains a group of people who would like to use Apple's AirPods, but the shape either doesn't fit or are uncomfortable in their ear. Coming to the rescue is Comply Foam. Comply makes foam tips for an amazing array of headphone brands, improving their fit and performance, and I've used them for years. Comply now has developed a silicone sleeve that wraps over the top of the AirPod and then introduces a foam tip the user puts into the ear canal for a better fit and some sound isolation. We should also note the rumors of a new third generation of AirPods with noise cancellation are due, and we'll keep you posted on those. In the meantime, Comply's Soft Connect for AirPods are on sale now for $18, and we've posted a link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
Up next, Apple has an announcement to make. All right, you can make the announcement, Victoria, please.
Yep, they've launched noise-canceling AirPods Pro, and this is their premium line of earbuds. It's set for release on October 30th for $249. They're on pre-order already. And they only still come in the color white. Apple is sticking with that. But the cool thing about these new AirPods is that Apple built in microphones into the AirPods Pro that detect external sound, and then the earbuds automatically cancel it out. So unlike other, if you have like the larger headphones, in radio we call them cans, but you know, the over-the-ear headphones, Bose makes the noise-canceling ones, those are always on. If you turn the noise-canceling feature on, it's either on or off. This is really cool that AirPods will do it automatically. So if you don't really need noise cancellation in back of you, it will lessen it. Very, very cool. It's 4.5 hours of battery life. Lots of cool features. So I think these are going to be the next big hit this Christmas.
All right. I like Bose because they're headquartered here in Framingham. And they're cool on the plane. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.